Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, David, we'll check in on a couple of notes. I know it's a Lions Day, and we'll continue with the blame game. And really just, I think the Goff thing is interesting. But, see, Rico wanted to be inflammatory, so we can spend a moment on this. And then we'll do some ticket texts. But why don't you just ask me what you want to ask me, and we'll be done with it.
Mike, it wasn't inflammatory. I actually thought
inflammatory.
I thought you were just going to hit the chair drop and we're going to end it right there. But Giants score three touchdowns and hold the opponent without any touchdowns, and they lose the game, first time in NFL history. How does this happen?
Well, for those of you that are unaware, if you want to feel better about your football team, so the Giants went into a football game with their starting kicker on the injury report. And not a wrist issue or oh, he's got a labrum problem. No, with a bad groin. Graham Gano had a bad groin. Your kicker's on the injury report. Now, the new practice squad rules, it's not like the old days where you'd have to put a bullet in somebody to bring somebody up. No, right. Now it's just, hey, you know, it's a taxi squad. I can call three people up. And unlike most teams, you know what the Giants happen to have on their practice squad? When did you meet Will Smith? We have a kicker. But old Dave's decided we're not activating. We're not elevating. We're going into the game with a dude who might blow his sack out. What happens on the opening kickoff? You guessed it.
He blew his sack out.
That a baby. So now the Giants don't have a kicker. But because they invited this. They let the punter, this Scottish idiot we have, try one extra point. Not going good. The rest of the day, the Giants can't kick an extra point, can't kick a field goal. We're just running and gunning. And the worst part is Daniel Jones was good, but we couldn't kick anything. So the defense, which, by the way, do you know how many times we forced a punt from the offensive juggernaut that is the Washington Commanders? That'd be zero.
Zero. One?
Zero. Be the same number of, you know what, I won't even say. The point I'm making is, this is my reality. We lost the game because an alleged brain trust. So you think Dan Campbell's bad for the field goal disaster at the end of the first half? At least he had the effing option. Just hold up the menu and order the spicy nugs. At least he had the option. We couldn't kick a game-winning field goal. Why, Rico?
Because you didn't have a kicker.
Why, Rico?
Because you didn't elevate your kicker from the practice squad.
I don't know if Brian Daboll lost his brain when he lost all the weight, but I prefer Fat Dave's because at least he had a fire. This guy looks like this guy's looking for the bridge. This guy is done. I don't want to do it no more. His answer after the game, well, it was his hamstring that got hurt. It's not his groin. Hey, bleep hole, it's all interrelated. Your body compensates. Any doctor will tell you.
But he's not a doctor.
Oh, but he said he wasn't a doctor. You know what you're not either? You ass. You're not a football coach. This team went into this seat. This is my life.
I really feel bad. I wanted this for Big G. I'm watching the game, and I'm like, wait. They can win this thing.
We went into the game without a kicker. We went into the game without a contingency that our kicker, who had sore sack, if he gets hurt, we're effed. That my GM, my coach, my brain trust, that's what we did. And we lost one of the only winnable games on the schedule.
So I offered you guys a prize. I may let the listeners play along. Predict when the Giants get their first win, you win a prize. Go ahead, find it.
Let me look up their schedule.
Oh, yeah, look it up. Because unless Louisiana Monroe's on there, I don't see one.
Cleveland, at Cleveland.
That could be Cleveland.
What? Yeah, it's a city.
I got
New York
you.
Over Cleveland, yes.
At Carolina, November 10th.
Wait, what month was that?
Oh, that's November 10th. That's in Germany, so you may lose that, actually.
And also,
wait.
Not good for global relations.
The Giants and the Panthers.
Basically, we're telling Germans, we don't want you watching our sport. Stick to the football.
That should come with an apology. Why would you have that game over in Germany? You'll see a bunch of Tomlinson jerseys. It'll be crazy.
Kenny, I'll tell you what it should come with during the break. Listen.
You know what? October 28th, first game. You're winning.
Who is it?
At Pittsburgh.
I can actually see that.
That's Monday Night Football.
Oh, no, never mind then. You're right, never mind.
So here's the deal. We'll bring it back to center. I know everyone's upset about your Lions. And I know Dan Campbell effed up the field goal at the end of the first half. And your quarterback didn't play too well. At least your defense did not sit there and allow Baker to never punt. And at least your brain trust didn't go into the game without a contingency for kicker who has a bad groin.
But they didn't have the plan for the end of the half. What are we going to do? Spike the ball or run out on the field for a kick?
At least you had the opportunity.
How about both? I'm sorry.
At least you had the opportunity.
How about both?
Yeah. They'll never see it. Yeah, the Giants' plan was spicy nugs, no kicker. They'll never see it coming. This is my life. This is what I have.
Okay, in all sincerity, how did Big G take this?
Not well.
Okay, I didn't know.
Oh, you had to ask? Really?
I am concerned about him.
Hey, Rico, your house burned down last night. Have a rough night?
I mean, he may already be to the point like you where he just writes the team off.
He can't. It's not in his DNA. He's a sucker.
That's why I left
it's who
you
he
alone.
Is.
That's why I left you alone. I left him alone. I didn't pull a David and text you when your team is losing.
I was checking on him.
No, David.
I truly was.
David, that was a Richard move.
I wanted to tell him that his team was going to win.
David, no. Don't justify it.
Okay.
You were wrong.
I'll read this, though. I know this is Detroit radio, but a weekly Monday 4 p.m. Giants segment would be delightful.
Come on, man. Well, here's the thing. When I did it, Mike, I expected you to reach over, hit the chair drop, and that was going to be the end of the segment. I didn't know this was going to trigger you into this.
Do you realize the New York Giants have started 10 of the last 12 seasons 0-2? 10! It's not funny! My dad's going to die before they make the playoffs again. It's not funny.
No, it's not.
You say that when he's in a box. See if you're smiling then. Not funny.
I won't.
No, stop it, Mike. He won't be.
My owner is a spineless jellyfish. Every day that goes by, John Mara looks more and more like MTV's The Oddity. Just sell. Let Steve Tisch run the franchise. Sell. I don't know how he stands up straight. He doesn't have a spine.
You can't say that and expect it's not the oddity.
He does!
Oh, my God.
Look at him! This feeble old... If I have to see him on Hard Knocks, hands in his pocket, hey, what are we thinking about with Saquon? Why don't you go golfing? You boob. Oh, I'm gonna have a hard time sleeping if he goes to Philly. Yeah? Well, here, insomnia. Because he's going to be putting it on your ass like it's your wedding night. I hate everything about him. We good?
We good.
Now text my dad and say sorry.
Big G, I'm sorry.
No, you tell him directly. Now read something. You unholy POS. We're back to the Lions now.
I simply care about Big G.
Reed.